Okay, hey, big guy.
It wasn't just pepper.
It's Robbie.
We all know Robbie, and Robbie didn't say nothing nice. I tell you that.
I took all my dumps in the coach's locker.
Yes!
Two Guys and a Pro Bowler is brought to you by Xfinity.
Diving interception, Lance Briggs, El Boogie! Alex Brown brings him down, down he goes!
I'm telling your mommy you heard me!
Anthony Adams dancing around like it's Christmas.
Hey everybody, welcome to Two Guys and a Pro Bowler. This is the 11th episode, 11th with five F's on the end.
Yep.
Myself, number 96, and number 54. Seven, I think it's something like that. Let's break.
Sounds better. Four Pro Bowls, five alternates.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate
five
it.
Five alternates.
You?
All love. All
that's
love
what
he right
mean,
there. Four Pro Bowls, that's five alternates.
Hey, that's what hate looks like right there. Okay? That's what hate looks like, ladies and gentlemen.
And Alex Brown was voted a defensive player of the year one time. Yeah.
I did. Yep. Yes. Yes. I heard you. I don't know. I heard you. Yes.
Yeah.
No. Whatever. Please. Let's come on. Come on.
We lose to the San Francisco 49ers.
And did any part of you play there?
A lot of people out there thought I was going to be happy about
are
it.
You?
Like, no.
Oh, okay.
I'm a Bear, baby.
Okay.
I'm a Bear.
But you were once a Niner.
I was. And I went on a team that went 2-14, so I can understand what the guys are going through right now.
What happens at, when you're 2-14 at week 12 now? Week 11, week 12?
Well, yeah, something like that. Technically, you wouldn't be 2-14 at week 12, but I think I know where you're going.
On a season where you end.
Yes.
But at week 12, what's going through your head at that point?
What goes through your head is anytime somebody scores a touchdown, you're just like, well, I gave it all I had. You know, I don't know what the score is going to be. Oh, yeah, definitely here we 14. Go again. I remember when we played Philly. In San Francisco, first play of the game, Philly runs a flea flicker. Mm. And they end up, like, catching the ball on, like, the 10 or something like that. And I'm like, bruh.
What were your two wins that year? What were your two wins against?
One play. It's just like, what else are they going to do
now? And which teams were your two wins against?
Arizona. We swept Arizona.
So how,
both of the games went to overtime.
So how bad did they feel? Oh, my God. Oh, man. They had to feel terrible.
I think it was probably like one of the first games of the year, too. So we like, oh, yeah, baby. This is so about to be different for us this year.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
Celebrate bad, good
no,
times.
The year before y'all got here.
Yes.
I'm glad we actually had the season because we got to get some really, really good talent with our draft picks. So, but we went 4-12, and
I went 4-12.
We won the first two games of the year. First quarter, the first quarter of the third game,
2-2.
The Saints.
So y'all went 2-2 the first quarter of the year.
Yeah, but hold on. I mean, the third game of the year.
Yeah,
we're playing the Saints down in Champaign, and we're up 20-0. So
nice.
We're like, oh yeah, we good. First quarter,
they got to get out the sticks. We're
right,
one.
Man. Bam, bam, bam. By halftime, it was 21-20, and we didn't win another game till like week 12.
Deuce McAllister,
we lost like 9 in a row, bro. It was the worst feeling I've ever had playing football because I lost 10 games in college, period, and we lost 9 in a row, and I was like, you've got to be kidding me, this. It can't get much worse than this.
No, what was the one year? I think y'all went like 8-0, and then like y'all lost 8 straight.
Yep, we were. Yeah.
This was the year.
I went here.
This was the year they had just released me. So when it was going 8-0, I was like, yeah, they doing all right.
Uh-huh.
Something going to happen, though. Watch.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And then they lost
we
8
lost
straight.
Color went down.
It was a little part of
Jet
me
color
that was
went
like,
down.
Yes.
And we have.
Strong get.
At that point, we have the best record in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
We have control of everything.
Like,
right now, they
like,
say
like
we,
the Chiefs. Like how the Chiefs are now.
Yeah, if we in it now. We win the NFC. We have home field advantage, everything.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then we beat San Diego. We have the rest of the our next three games are all the AFC West, which at that time we're bottom. Okay, so I'm thinking we're thinking all right, we lose Jay for the next month, 2 months, but we got AFC West.
Yeah,
all right, we'll at least win these three games, and we're in the playoffs automatically. We lose all three of them.
Not
we lost to the Chiefs off of a Hail Mary pass at halftime. We lost to the Chiefs. I think it was something like 10-9 or something like that. Or 9-7 or something.
That was the final score?
It was something like that. Yeah, it was something like that.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. That is brutal. That's brutal.
Meanwhile, we got T-Bow. Like, I knew it. I knew they were going to lose. So I knew they were going to pull without me.
Okay, listen. Listen, Double M. I'm so glad. I'm so glad you said that. I'm so glad because I'm not the only one that feels that way. Because
everybody
when I left,
feel like that, man.
When I left here.
You lying
y'all
if you say you don't feel like that.
Y'all were in 2010. Y'all was in the NFC Championship game.
That's true.
And you're playing against Green Bay. I hate Green Bay.
Everybody does.
But I kind of hate the Bears because they let me go. So I don't know who to root for right now.
Oh, you know who to root for.
I ain't gonna root for nobody.
Oh,
I ain't gonna root for nobody.
This move right here. Why did you do that move?
And the issue, it wasn't that they were good. It was, I know they ain't. You can't tell me y'all got rid of me and y'all got better. You know, that's the part that burned me up.
Kind
of
did, though.
No, we didn't.
Nah.
Actually. Because in 2009,
Levy flew to North Carolina.
Yes, and got
and
peppers.
Knocked on his door. Yes,
yes. But it wasn't just peppers.
Hey, big guy. Hey, big guy.
It wasn't just peppers.
It's Levy.
Hey, big guy.
I flew all the way from Big Sandy. It's different type of big guys.
We went 9-7.
Hey, big guy.
We went 9-7 the year before.
But did you hear this one? Hey, big guy.
You don't want to hear that one. No.
You don't want to hear that big guy.
Hey, big guy.
Bro, we went 9-7 the year before. And then you add to a 9-7 team, you add Peppers and Urlacher. Yeah, you're going to be a pretty darn good team. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because Urlacher didn't play that year before. He broke his wrist the first half of the first game of the year.
Was that the – did we go to – we played at Atlanta that year? Was that the year we played at Atlanta? And then we were down on DBs, and we brought in –
We won that game, though.
We did not.
When Rasheed caught the touchdown?
At Atlanta.
Yeah.
In Atlanta, no. We played at Atlanta. The one I'm thinking about, there was a DB that was we just got that week.
Yeah, Marcus.
Marcus, yeah.
What was the last?
And every time we were in, all we had to do was stop. They needed a field goal, but we were in prevent. You know what I'm saying? We were in loose.
Yep.
And so everybody said in the huddle, "Hey,
we were supposed to win the game.
Just
off
of
Rasheed's touchdown.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Protect the sideline. Just get deep and protect the sideline." Yeah. And he played it like he were regular too.
Was it Roddy?
Huh?
Roddy White? Roddy White caught it.
I think so. Mm-hmm. And Mike Brown hit him on it. Mike Brown took the hit for it in an interview. But after that game, we were in tough times because Lovey called me into his office out of the linebacker room, and so I'm walking up there, and I go into his office, and he has the play up there, all right, and he goes, "Hey, big guy." He said, "Look at this play." He said, "What do you think about this?" I was like, "We had a guy out there. He screwed up." He said, "Yeah, but what do you think you could have done?" Right? And had like the laser pointer at my position and put it all the way, right? And I was like, "Lovey, I have a job to do, all right? What you're asking me to do, because what happened was the receiver ran right next to
me." Oh, you were supposed to jam him, maybe?
He was, but now keep it down. I'm 15 yards down the field already.
Right.
All right, so he's running.
Really.
Right.
So you can't touch him after the five.
So when he said that, and I was looking at the laser pointer, put my hand on my hips, and I looked at him. I said, "Love him. Come on. I have a job to do. He has a job to do.
Yes.
I have to trust that he's going to do the job he has to do."
Marcus Hamilton.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. You've never coached me to run with him all the way to the corner.
Yes.
All right? That's not doing my job.
You don't coach me to do my job and his job.
And his job. Correct.
If you want me to do that, then how about you give me his check?
Right.
Give me his check, too.
He said, looked at me, he said, "Okay." Right, and I left. That was the whole conversation.
Well, what was he trying to get out of that conversation?
He was trying to get somebody to take the blame.
Almost,
he was trying to get somebody to take the blame. If Briggs would have said, "You know what, Coach, I could have did a little more."
It was a sideline
route.
You know
what? I was thinking the same thing. No, I can't do more. Bruh, I did my job.
Listen. Right when I seen it, when I seen the receiver next to me and he circled it like this, he was like, "What could you?" I said,
Dog.
Love you.
They it hurts have me too. No more timeouts, though, bruh.
Right. I know.
So you got to protect the sidelines. Like, are you serious?
I know
that. I'm a defensive lineman.
Oh, you are right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, but we got no more timeouts.
We all threw
you
hands
know
up.
The sideline route is coming.
Yes.
If you just stand right there on the sideline, you probably get a pick.
I think everybody, D-line, linebackers, everybody looked at him and said, Marcus, protect the sideline.
Yes.
Get
they don't have no more timeouts.
Yeah. Yes. Now, when I was at the Saints, when we would get in the prevent, Greg Williams would have our DBs, Tracy Porter. Mm-hmm. They start. They got a foot out of bounds. Malcolm Jenkins, they got a foot out of bounds. You a corner, there's a foot out, because he ain't getting out of bounds. You know what I mean? Like, because that's how you'll lose.
That's how, right.
Yeah. If we're not going to do that, if you're not going to put a foot out of bounds, what he's going to do on a Hail Mary, he blitz. He make you throw it right now instead of throwing the ball in the end zone and hoping for something, you know? So he would blitz. So he did stuff a little different, including the whole
that
little
bounding
thing.
Though.
You know?
So,
it eliminates the dummies.
Mm-hmm.
Eliminates the dummies.
Yeah. So, but yeah, this game, man, how does Robbie come in here and do what he did, man?
Listen, dude.
That is dream.
When he kicked
for him.
That last kick, I was reading his lips and he was looking over the sideline. Oh, he was like, "Thank you, Chicago, for the opportunity. I love the Bears fans here, and it was great to come back here on Soldier Field and kick the field goal to win."
That's not what I was on.
That's what he said.
You, which television station you were watching?
Huh?
Yeah. Which
that ain't what he said.
No.
I heard.
When he was like pointing his finger
like
this.
That?
Yeah, and that's what
he
was saying.
In your bleeping face.
No, Robbie didn't.
Field goal.
Robbie didn't have anything nice to say, I promise you.
We're going to go in the locker room and we're pow!
No chance.
That's not what he said.
We know Robbie.
Thanks for the opportunity, Chicago.
We all know Robbie, and Robbie didn't say nothing nice. I tell you that.
Hey, what was the? What was that? There was a voice message, and I came into the locker room back when we were playing, and you kept repeating the message. It was a message to like Wale back in the day.
Oh, thanks for the fly.
Hey, yeah.
Happy anniversary.
I love you.
I love you, baby.
Yes.
Thanks for the fly.
Bye.
Happy anniversary.
This is the problem right here. This is the problem. You cannot let anything get out with these guys in the locker room.
No.
If you let anything get out, it's going to always be there. This
thanks
is 10 years
the
ago.
Fly.
10 years
fly.
Ago, and it is still remembered, okay?
I love you, baby.
And you can't fight it.
Oh, yes.
You can't fight it. You have to leave the locker room when they start. You got to just leave because you can't fight it because everybody's on board.
Right.
So, and you have everybody. Think about it. You got 50 people saying, thanks for the flowers. Like, you can't fight that. You just got to leave. You can't fight it. You got to leave.
That was funny. Mark Anderson used to wear this black suit with a white shirt and a black tie, like every away game, dog.
Yep.
So I came into the locker room one time, and I just threw my keys at him. Like, he's a limo driver.
He's a limo driver. He is, for sure.
Yeah, boy, you knew that was for certain. Like, death, taxes, and Mark coming in with that black limo driver
suit. Little running back. Who's the little running back that always had a colorful?
From Notre Dame, it was?
Was he from Notre Dame?
What?
The light-skinned cat.
Oh, no, you're talking about Bell.
Bell.
Khalil.
That's what I'm talking about. Khalil.
Scrappy.
Khalil always had something. And then the receiver.
He came in there with a little ukulele.
Roy Williams had the worst suits that you, like,
spend
money on purpose for.
Really?
Dude, he came in with a blue jean suit one time, dog.
Denim.
Denim.
Yes. I got to call Earl.
Like Lee. Like a Levi.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah, he did.
I ain't no Levi made.
I think
ain't no Wrangler made.
I think the tie
suits.
Was denim. No, he got this custom made. Like
custom.
He went out of his way. Like he spent money on purpose on this.
So when the guy was making it, he actually was like, "Oh yeah, right there, just like
the
that."
The dude
that's
was making it, and he was like, "Dude, are you sure? I'm stitching it right now. You want this
right.
all denim?"
He's
right?
like, "Oh yeah, do that, do
a
that."
Suit.
Yeah,
a
no
suit, bro. Mm-hmm. I think the tie was denim too, bro.
Mm-hmm. Do you still wear your suits?
No.
Nuh-uh.
They're so old, man. They're like Steve Harvey.
They're so old, yes.
You know, we came in 2003. That was like the time of the like the big suits or whatever with 18 buttons going down.
I got most of mine recut.
You got
some of them recut.
Mm-hmm. It's like you could tie your tie up to like right here because you're not going to see the full tie.
Yep, you wouldn't see it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so.
Yeah, I shot the back wrap for my rookie year.
I can't do it. You around here looking like Delroy Preston, man.
Delroy.
Can't do it, bro.
Man.
Cannot do it. Oh, so you say you got all yours like redone?
Not all of them.
Because we spent a lot of money on them.
Some of the suits were a little dated. Had to let them go.
Yeah.
Can't, he said, gotta let them go.
Can't rock his. Remember the remember the time Wale came in with that that big suit on? And I start singing that song, Zoot Suit Riot.
Oh, yeah.
He's gonna roll a beer. Zoot Suit Riot. Oh, he was hot.
Because.
Is it a little big?
I said,
where's your clock at? I thought he was gonna bring out the clock out of his pocket and start swinging it.
Okay, once again, I'm gonna talk to y'all. I'm gonna tell y'all why.
Zoot
Suit Riot. Because when you get dressed at home, you always think like, "Well, I'm looking good. I'm looking fly." You know, and even though ain't nobody gonna say it, when you walk in the locker room, you want a guy to say, "Ooh, boy, I like it."
Yeah,
you want somebody to say that.
You don't want them to find the flaw.
You don't want them to find that flaw. Like,
if you come in and don't nobody say it, like somebody looking you up and down, like. Boy, if you don't
you walk ahead, you got on six different blues. Like, wait a minute, like, nah, that handkerchief just don't match that tie.
Right,
that tie
right.
don't match that shirt. You know,
you finally looking for something.
I live 4 miles away. I want to go home. I want to go change. Like, it's bad, man.
You got that nice old. You got to put that whole little piece together, man. You do your hair, man. You gotta get your hair cut. Hit that edge up, man.
Man, we had some good times in there.
It was
man.
Good, man. Had some fun times.
You remember when
dodgeball?
Yes, you remember when
four square.
You remember when Ricky Manning's iPod got stolen, and T-Man got the little crate and stood on top of it to get everybody's attention.
Has anybody seen Ricky Manning's iPod?
He was hot, too. He was so mad. T-Man was so mad.
As soon as he said it.
Has anybody seen Ricky Manning's iPod?
Yo, speaking of, hey, y'all remember when the linebackers and the D-linemen were warring?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
y'all snuck
Izzy,
and put. Y'all
Izzy
put,
got a, some yeah. fruit punch and put in the Super Soakers.
Yeah, y'all, yeah. This junk right here was putting pee-pee and lemonade and stuff all in there, man.
Pee-pee.
Because they got to stop. You got to do something to make them stop.
You know he got
You know
kids.
What I mean?
Because they habitual line crosser. Yeah. They see the line, they cross it all the time.
Because ain't no line.
And
we run this.
Y'all put, somebody put Icy Hot or whatever it was in.
Oh,
And Hunter's jockstrap.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
We were in warm-ups and Hunter's like, whoa! He's like, I think someone might have put something on my jock.
Somebody put the one chip challenge on that boy Josh. If it was anybody to get, it's always Hunter.
Icy Hot. Think about that.
Oh, that is the worst.
Icy Hot on
your man.
Oh, and you just uncomfortable the rest of the day. You just uncomfortable.
Again, habitual line step.
Yes. Oh my gosh. And when people ask you, what do you miss about the game? That's what you miss. Like, even though like that's the stuff you remember. Like, yeah, we remember the games and you want to play, but like I just miss like the locker room. Everything that happened in the locker room, it was so much fun.
The Super Soakers with the fruit punch in it. That was like my welcome to the Bears deal right there. I was like, dang, they be having fun out here, man.
Right.
I'm like if, a kid
that
out
was
here.
The issue like, with us. If we weren't having fun, if we came in and we were like serious, there was a problem. Like we were all idiots. Like we gotta have fun, man.
You can never do this. Like just have your strings out right there.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. They're gonna snatch them out.
Yeah,
they're
going to
snatch them out. There was so many hoodies without strings.
Dude, I came to walk through one time and Lack just like straight ripped it off. And I was like, this is my first walkthrough. So I'm just like.
Like, what is
that all about? Like, how am I supposed to like tighten it if you just took it? I was like so confused. I was like, is this a thing here or something?
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
Everybody was laughing and everything. And I'm like, why is that funny to y'all? Like,
right.
Or I used to hate when BA did this. Remember B.A. used to do something with his fingers where he could, like, make it sound like a fly
and
was,
put
like,
it right by your ear.
Oh, yeah. Ear. Yes. Yeah. Dog, one time I just straight up took my whole helmet off, like, did you see that? Did you see the fly? Did you see that, dog? And everybody was like, B.A. got you.
Yeah, he got you. He got you.
And I was like, what? He got what? How's he doing that?
Man. Like, boy, they snatched that string out, boy. You be so mad and joking. You know, on Friday, how you say, I'm going to just tuck mine in. It ain't going to work.
Sorry, it ain't going to work.
I didn't get the memo, man. Nobody pulled me over to the side and was like,
no, you
got to
go through it. You got to go through it.
You got to tie that string up, bro. They going to get you.
That and your playbook, walking down the hallway. Oh, I don't see so many people picking up your playbook. Just knock it out your hand for no reason.
Yeah.
But that was fun, though. That was the fun part.
Right.
Like,
or when you go to sleep and they slam the playbook lock.
Oh.
Boom.
Okay. Listen to me.
Yes.
Try this right here. Try this right here at home. Like, really, like, try to, on a disc right here, and close your eyes. And then somebody going to take a book and they're going to slap it down. But you have to do everything you can because Coach right here behind you. So when he slapped the book down, you got to do everything you can to not move. Just open your eyes and look at the screen. But I'm telling you, it's hard. But when you can master that, you can get you some little nap time in me. You know, you get
well, right here. Can't do that though.
Everybody can't do it.
And the coaches already know. Coaches, at this point, the coaches know when that book go down, somebody will sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. But if you jump, you confirm it. Right. You confirm that you was the one sleep. Oh, yeah, he got you. He got you. Yeah, he got you.
Amen. This used to be Wale right here. If Wale ain't on the screen, this is Wale with his playbook up under the desk, but he like this. He asked Wale something. Yeah, you got to have contain on that. You got to have contain.
Ain't that crazy, though?
We had a rookie.
Master with that, bro.
We had a rookie that whose phone went off. While Coach was talking, right? And it was still going off, right? And everybody in the room was like, I'm talking in unison, everybody, right? And so Bob turned, he was like, what's wrong with all of you? He don't even hear the phone, right? Yeah. The rookie says, oh, Coach, that was me. Bob still don't know. Bob was like, what's you? The phone.
The phone that was ringing
right now, that's me.
You just like he don't like his everybody. Money. He don't like his money. Yeah, he don't like his money. Like, the whole reason we coughing is to distract Coach from your phone.
Right.
So turn it off. You just going to commit.
What did Jamar used to do, man?
Jammer vents?
Yeah. He used to, like, say the weather and, like, all this other
stuff. He'd be like,
stuff.
Yes, crazy stuff going on right now. Like,
I think I sat in on one of them.
Yeah.
Sat in on one of them just to watch, man. Jammer vents. That was hilarious.
Those are the times, man. I'm telling y'all, I wish y'all y'all were a fly on the wall. You could see some of the stuff going on, man. It was a blast.
Remember I used to bust up in y'all meeting?
Yes. We used to do songs every week.
According to players.
According to players. So we had certain songs for BA, you know, BA was very, you know, very metro. You know what I mean? Very metro, you know
apple
that kind of
bottom
guy.
Jeans, right. Boots with the
and
fur.
He used to get hot when I used to do it too. I was like his song one week I put It's Raining Men. he's like why'd you pick that one for me? Why'd you pick that
one? They're talking about Brendan Ayambadejo.
Ayambadejo.
Yeah.
Ayambadejo.
Hey, I tell you what, B's actually doing a heck of a deal out in Cali now with all of Orange Theory. Yeah, he owns a ton of those and doing a really good job. You should follow him. Dude is—he's legit, man.
He's still a workout warrior, boy. Absolutely. I can't do none of that stuff.
I know, man.
Monitoring your heart, my heart would be like, stop, stop right now, bro. Like, what is you doing? It won't even read off no numbers. It's gonna be like, hey, cuz, like, you already done did enough, man.
Heart is like, not today, not today.
Let's talk about revenge game. So Robbie got his revenge game. Like, what you think you would have did if you would have had a revenge game against us when you was out in Newark? Because I had one when the Bears went out to San Francisco and I tried to knock everybody block off, man. I'm talking about, like, I played to the echo of the whistle on every play.
Well, man, if I had gotten that opportunity.
It was close.
I was real close to getting that opportunity.
not for Beast Mode.
I'm really, really upset about Beast Mode right now. But if I got an opportunity, bro, I would have.
It was just Marshawn Lynch
before
that game.
I'd have got flagged.
Who would have been the tackle?
It would have been Webb.
Oh, wow.
And I would have, after choke slamming Jay Cutler, I probably would have choked him. Like, just cause.
All of that, huh?
I think
Webb.
All of it. I'm telling you.
I think Jay Webb would have gave you the business, dog.
Who?
Jay Webb, Jamarcus.
Oh, my bad.
I think it'll get you the business, dog.
I wish.
He put them size 17.
Both size 17 feet. Can't keep up with it right here, baby. He can't keep up. He can't keep up.
What is that?
Yo, sir. I give him a little shaky. You see him, boy? Awesome. That boy
ain't no shaking on the run.
That boy terrible.
Ain't no shaking on the run.
You know, that's what I did.
On the run? Ain't no shaking?
Man, I ain't worried about the run. He ain't tough enough, man.
Put them 17s on
them. Boy, talking about they need to be big. You got to be big. You got to be tough, man. I played at 255 max.
Roadkill.
255. Not a toe. Well,
255.
Boy. Yes. Holla at your boy.
With the white gloves.
Holla at your boy. I'd have slapped him
stains.
With the white gloves. I'd have slapped
Jamarcus. The Mickey Mouse gloves.
With
on?
The Mickeys, yes. Poof.
Get on. Slap
him.
Man, get on, perp. Man. Get on out of here, perp.
See what I'm talking about? You can't let that info out of it. You can't let that info out, you know?
That's how we started getting infiltrated anyway, man. Cat started wearing sleeves in the wintertime.
Nah, can't do that.
No,
man.
That's against the rules.
Can't do that.
Right? I found that out real early. And I was cold. I'm Florida.
You
boy.
Was rocking sleeves?
No.
What are you talking about?
As the years DJ, Lovey let him.
Oh, more?
He started wearing sleeves. He wore sleeves for every cold game. That's how we started getting infiltrated.
Nah. When the coaches start making decisions inside the locker room, that's a problem. That's a problem. Coaches shouldn't make decisions inside the locker room. That's the captains. That's the players' area. Let the players hash that out.
Yeah,
you
remember,
know, let the players hash that out.
Remember some of the coaches are walking.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
Start flicking the lights.
The most annoying sound.
The most annoying. It's
you,
just,
whoa,
you
whoa. You what are you doing in here?
Yes.
The lights.
Yes.
Anything.
Get out of here.
Get out.
All right. And he just leaves. Get out of here, man.
Anything he say. Me.
Yeah. Yes. You can't listen. You can't have a conversation with somebody doing that. So what I need, I'm gonna need y'all to. Can I? All right, and then you can leave. Just leave. Just get out of there, man. Just get out. Because I'll talk to you in the weight room when I come out there. But don't come in here to my some plays and stuff, man. Well, not in here. In the locker room, that's our place,
not
man.
Not gonna happen.
Mm-mm.
Not gonna happen.
And then when Trestman came, I heard that whole boundary was just shook up. Like,
it was different.
Like, wow.
Well, what he said was
so y'all,
was like,
y'all couldn't
everybody
do it?
You could go you it, this is open, all the doors will be open all the time, 24 hours, and everything is open. There's nowhere you can't go.
I'd have sat in the damn coach's locker room.
Hey.
Sat in
hey,
there.
Listen. Hey.
What?
Hey. Hold on a minute. Okay. You didn't let me finish this.
Sorry.
Cause like minds. Like me. So I took all my dumps in the coach's locker room.
Yes.
I walked right through. I was like, hey, what's up? Hey. They were like, hey, what you doing here? I said, coach said
open door policy.
Open door policy. Yes.
All right. So every day.
I would have done it. I would have done
you
it
gotta,
for sure.
You gotta leave a stall open
for
too.
Sure.
Why
for
you in there?
Sure.
Hey, coach. I just ran out of toilet paper.
Yes.
Can you go get
me? I would have did it for sure. Absolutely. If this how you want it,
only take a second. Can you? I don't want to get up and penguin walk. Can you just hand this up?
Just wrench around.
Wrench around
there.
And wrench it off.
Yes. Duh, I would have done the same thing.
So y'all didn't do dodgeball?
No.
What? No dodgeball, no baseball.
Four corner, no.
We did do four square.
Four square. Okay.
Four square.
What about
there.
The basketball game? Like from one
not
side?
Not really.
So
we did soccer, because soccer when we started doing the soccer.
With like the Spider-Man
kicks, with the kicks.
The Spider-Man joints and remember we had like Whatever. We used to have like the kickballs and stuff like that from like Walmart and stuff.
Yep.
Jewel High School.
What we got the rest of the for the rest of the year, man? What we got, man? Who we got?
These.
That was another game. You cannot ask the question. Who? You had to say it a different way. Oh my gosh.
Talking to that mic, boy.
What? To say goodbye.
Man, I hate this when you're having fun, man.
All our loyal listeners, rate and review, subscribe and share. Two guys and a Pro Bowler is out. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Already?
Not yet.
I just wanted to say it. All right. Santa,
we out.
Don't not come to my house. Four kids.
Thanks for listening to Two Guys and a Pro Bowler, brought to you by Xfinity. Make sure you rate and subscribe, because remember, Spice has four kids to feed.